JJ is just lighting people up right now.
What's
okay.
going on? Yeah. We've it's a shirt. She's making me dress differently now.
It's an Under Armour shirt. What are you talking about?
No,
what
but it's an,
he said,
it's a nice.
He said Patrick looks like a grub. He said Danny looks old, and he said Ryan's got some nice chips.
No, I said those are not fucking out of a what's a shit the Super Bowl chips that they give on commercials? Tortillos? Tostitos. I said I could tell. Man, you can just tell from the actual what's the terminology? Not the texture, but the not the context. What's the term?
The chip Nobody detector. No, you know, it's all chips in their origins. It's his only talent.
No, that's
I dare you to walk around JJ with a bag of chips. I dare you.
They call JJ the chipanzee.
By the way, dude, 6 chefs on board for season 2 of Gay Buffet Guides.
What are the chefs going to do?
Gay Buffet Guides? I can't give it all away. What you going to dude, I just saw the numbers. We've had like over 300,000 downloads. You're going to let me tell my idea before I
Yeah, Buff I don't believe that.
About Buff Gay Duds or
where do you have 300? Where do you have 300,000 downloads?
I just went on to the fucking I was doing Danny's fucking dirty work today for him. It said 300
my dirty work. It's your fucking podcast too.
Oh, I'm not around for the next week, so I put up as many as I could. I go tomorrow.
What do you mean you're not? I love how you're like, "Yeah, I'll do it." And then he does like 4 of them, and he's like, "Yeah, I can't do it anymore. That's it."
I could have told you that from a mile away.
I mean, obviously, it's like asking him to do anything.
No, I did more than I did
oh,
way
really?
More.
You're going. You're all of a sudden. You're just tomorrow. You're going away.
No,
for a week.
I got fucking poker, and then I'm going to a cottage.
So I do. Like it's literally an hour of work, and he's just like,
"It isn't, dude. You were putting basic titles." I was. Did you see the titles?
You're changing the titles?
Nobody asked you to do that. All
Kevin Soldo. No, it was brilliant. Kevin Soldo, Robert Cackham. So I titled it The Anti and the Semite.
Well, what do you think's better, though? You putting up 4 of the 100 with like souped up titles or just doing
souped
all of
up.
Them?
Or just getting
Dude,
them done.
Souped up titles. Rick
and
Rally.
Making one contribution to this podcast
Danny,
for the first time ever.
Tell me, guy, half the fucking podcasts that are good are you guys jumping on me. So
you
don't
literally
talk
haven't even been on this podcast for half of the episodes. You've been gone twice.
When was the second time?
The first time you quit because you were a bitch. And then the second time was when
I had a deal with
JJ,
Todd Shapiro.
JJ didn't think it was going to be good for his career.
I thought I was going to get 30,000 to be a sidekick.
JJ, where did you get 300,000 views? Because I still don't believe it.
It said on Patreon, 30,000, or maybe it was 30,000.
On Patreon? What are you talking about? You don't have a Patreon.
No, on
it's probably 30,000.
Okay, 36,000. Whatever.
Yeah, it wasn't, difference. But okay. So where is it? I'm looking it up right now. This is Buffet Buds on YouTube or what?
No, where? Ours, you fucking cunts.
Fucking honest.
Our podcast, 300,000.
Oh, I thought you were saying that that Buffet Buds had that kind of numbers.
Buff Gay Buds?
Buddy, should have more than those
Buff
kind of numbers.
Buff Gay Duds.
It's a fucking, it's a travesty. It's a travesty. By the way, let me just
Buff Gay
something.
Duds.
Okay. In this racial turmoil right now, I went to a black barber yesterday, couldn't cut a white man's hair.
Really?
Look!
You don't have any.
Look at me!
You don't have any.
JJ, did you go to Onyx up the street?
No, I didn't go to Onyx. Did they
There's
reopen?
A black barber shop in our neighborhood.
Guy, I went to that. I went there. I spent $35, and the guy just gave me a fade around the sides and left the top.
Yeah, know what
Looks
happened
like
is...
He faded a lot on this part.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you say for the listeners what's this part?
Yeah, Daniel. Tell the listeners what JJ's groom looks like.
Second time, bad experience.
JJ's like, I said a little off the top, and the guy heard Homer Simpson.
I'm getting there, man. I'm actually getting the surgery done.
What surgery?
They're going to put like charcoal
Ugly
dots.
Plasty?
No, charcoal dots or something.
You get the Ron Popeil, the hair in the can.
I have that.
Really?
No, you don't.
Put them on right now? The last couple.
You know what?
Please.
JJ, when you go take your like standard break from the podcast, when you have to get up to just go walk around, go grab the hairspray.
Okay, I will.
You don't have the hairspray.
Swear to God. Swear to God. I got it from Amazon for $50. I'd use it right before the last 2 weeks I was doing comedy, right before I go on stage. It's incredible. People were shocked. They're like, man, your jokes have gotten funnier.
No, the people in the crowd are like, that's, yeah, they're like, he's like, I was killing. Like, they're just laughing. laughing at the fact that you have paint running down your face.
Yeah,
no, it's not sweating. Paint. It's just like it's fibers. Even the black barber.
You put
barber,
it on with a brush? You have to spread it with a paintbrush.
Let me tell you how hot this is. Even the black barber yesterday said, and I was telling him, I said, yeah, I'm getting my hair done. He's like, don't worry, I got you. And he comes over with this little, like, you know, like the chimney things, those old things that with the big bubble on them to, like, get the he did
a flume.
A flume. A flume. Yes. And he flumed it. He's like, your girl's going
to
love
it. I'd love to see him flume it and JJ's hairpiece is just flapping in the wind.
All of JJ's hair just blows off.
I would never do the hairpiece. Never do the hairpiece.
You could have sort of a
JJ
Bruce.
JJ came on the podcast with a hairpiece.
I would fucking love if you had a hairpiece. You have a yarmulke, but there's like hair attached to it. Sort of like how the Jamaican hats have the dreads.
The
you
tourist
have a...
Jamaican hats that have the dreadlocks coming out of it.
The Jew version where it's like a yarmulke, but it has curly Jufro like flipping out of there.
Coming out of it or whatever the fuck they're called.
So what's happened with your new clothes? You said she's made you wear new clothes.
Yeah,
new
shirts. I'm officially like one of those athleisure guys.
Yeah. Because you're right. That does look like something that you would buy at like a hip athletic store.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Like you got, I have matching fucking under, not the color, but just.
I love that she told JJ to buy some nice clothes, so he bought like a nicer body armor shirt.
No, she bought
that's
it.
That's JJ got that because they're going to a wedding.
Yeah,
I told you what the guy said when I went to a wedding with her. He said in all
you
his.
You went to a wedding? What?
I went to a wedding with her in between sets, and then I left and I came back.
Sets and... right now? You're doing sets a lot?
No, this was fucking months ago. This
okay,
was like
so
in the winter. And so I left. I wore a nice fucking black
leather. Who was getting married? One of her clients?
Oh, one of her fucking friends, sisters.
One of her fin-dom guys.
First of all, I went for the food and it was good. Like, okay.
Yeah. That'd be a good show, JJ. You crash weddings and then you just do food reviews.
Don't they have that? Like wedding crash?
No, you should try it. It's never been done. Yeah.
Has that been done?
No, wedding crashers? No, for sure not.
No, the fucking food thing. The food thing's actually something. Maybe that's me and Synagoga's next thing.
Imagine how bad that would be if you were getting married and
you show up to the bride.
You show up with a film crew.
And you're not even invited. Like, nobody's
invited. Hey, we're the videographers.
Exactly. You could fit in. You go, oh, we're just like the extra videographers.
You pretend to be a videographer crew, get the gig filming the wedding, and then you always just make your own, like, food show.
Oh, we should. That would be the great idea. We say, hey, we're these videographers. We're trying to put together, like, something like that.
Here's your wedding video.
Wise guys videographer.
Well, we'll say it's like, it's some kind of like, underprivileged kids.
On this, the day of your daughter's wedding, the cannolis were overdone.
I don't think you can overdone cannoli. Oh, yeah, I guess you leave them in the fryer too long.
That was a good one Danny had when, because JJ, he's literally like, we've been talking about this for 3 months now. It's just getting ridiculous. They're like, we should get some mics. And then Patrick's like, oh, JJ, why don't you pick us up mics today? And JJ's like, I can't. I'm at Misha's. And it's like, okay.
I'm at home.
And he goes,
go get some?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay, well, are you not allowed to leave? He's like, well, it's on the other side of town. It was like, well, then, yeah, they have methods of transportation to get.
No, his reference was because he thought we live literally across the street. He thought I could get the mics and
well,
we could do it.
Well, go get your own and then get one for him.
But in all seriousness, I'm like, where am I going to buy a fucking microphone from?
Oh, yeah. Who would ever be able to figure that out? And then Danny's like, JJ, you go across town to get a fucking cannoli. You go to the other side of the city to get a cannoli.
Yeah, like you'll go to fucking Brampton for like.
No, we're going to Bracebridge this weekend for amazing donuts.
You're going to Bracebridge for a donut.
Well, no,
maybe
it's
you
like
could pick up a microphone on the way.
He really is like completing his transformation into Homer Simpson.
It's a bakery. It's Bakes by the Lakes in Gravenhurst.
Because he's got the haircut. He's
first off, that's
loves
not
donuts.
That's not what he's going for. He's trying to like pawn off his fucking date with his girl.
Right.
Yeah, you're not going.
What do you mean
donuts?
Pawn off my day?
No, you're gonna be. Day. She's gonna be sunbathing nude, and you're gonna be playing poker inside on your computer.
This
probably
fucking sounds amazing.
Yeah, except you had to drive 2 hours to get there. So she drives and you sit in the passenger seat like a little bitch?
No, I sit in the fucking dog crate.
Sits
in the trunk.
The motorcycle sidecar.
No, I sit in the dog crate trunk. With a little hamster water bottle and a fucking dildo up my asshole.
As JJ was saying.
She ties him to the roof.
Yeah. She ties me to the roof and keeps the fucking standing board in her car. Whatever it is she loves to do. what's those things like the paddle boards?
Oh, stand up paddling. She does that.
Oh yeah, she has her own board.
Do you ever do it?
I love it. I did it in fucking Jamaica. I like doing that. I like outdoor fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you
do?
That looks fun.
What do? You sit on the board and paddle around?
You've never done stand-up paddleboard? You literally stand. It's like a canoe, but you're standing and you just paddle.
Oh, you're happy.
It's like for assholes who can't surf. They stand on a surfboard with two oars and they.
No, it's
like
not
this.
Two oars. It's one oar.
It's a double oar. It's the double oar. Excuse me.
First of all, as much as I'm an asshole for standing one, you're an asshole for knowing what it's called an oar.
pretty common knowledge. Yeah.
What, boom. That is called an oar? I didn't fucking know about it.
That doesn't
Ryan
make it
didn't
not,
know about
that
does, it. That's that why
know what
fucking,
an oar is.
Oh. That doesn't make it not common knowledge because you don't
Anyways,
know.
I was telling her gay stories last night. I doubt she was getting wet, but I was telling her great ones. I don't even know if I said on this podcast, I used to sleep in a fucking bathhouse. Did I talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. And you just said that you didn't like the Asians or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No, it was not that. No, Filipinos, I mean, they're passable.
Would you fuck Ernie?
Passable to get
no,
that D?
He's fat and gross.
So you...
Poor Ernie.
No, he's one of my best friends.
That's so funny of you and your chick just sitting down and you're like just exchanging stories and your stories. Your chick is like used to sleep in a bathhouse and just suck off dudes.
Well, I was telling one of my poker buddies, I was
There's
like,
this
yeah.
one guy named Carl used to come in. Oh, he was a mouthful.
No, I was telling
like, can
them,
we just eat our cannolis?
Biggest load I've ever swallowed in my life.
Biggest and the smelliest.
No, I don't go near smelly cock.
Well, you don't know if the load's going to be smelly until it comes
What's
out.
What's the worst load? Do you know the worst load you've ever tasted?
I do. I met a guy once. I was going, this is when I was in college.
This was a bad one.
My mother, over Christmas, I couldn't stay at my mother's place because the previous year
my stepdad said I can stay there, but it wasn't coming for free.
No, yeah. He was long dead by then. So
the load was so smelly.
No, so I was staying in Midtown Toronto because my mother wouldn't let me stay with her because she said the landlord wouldn't let me stay there because I threw a 5-pound or 10-pound dumbbell out the window and it hit his car.
Did you?
Yeah. This is when I was in college. Because when my sister found out.
That must have been quite the temper tantrum there.
Oh, I used to. Man, I'm taking the stories.
What happened? She took your baseball glove away?
No. I would have been as pissed. Crunch, 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 crunch. I would have.
Can you hear the crunches even from here?
Oh, yeah. That's a. Man, you ain't eating Tostitos. You eating good fucking Mexican chips.
Danny wouldn't have been able to see that. If I pulled those out, Danny would have been like, were those from the bag?
But yeah, because he like a fucking idiot who's a fighter. He just sees red. And when he sees food, he's like, he can't tell the difference, yeah, right?
And he sees everything as food. He's like Kramer when everyone looks like a turkey. That's how JJ looks. No, like with Kramer where everyone looks like a turkey and when he's really hungry. What JJ has is when he's really horny, even girls look like dudes.
That's what I was telling one of my buddies
today.
He pictures
a girl. He looks at a girl, like a hot chick. He sees a dude. He sees a naked dude with a fucking like hairy Italian buff guy.
What's the expression behind every good woman? There's a man who's used to suck dick.
What?
That's not an expression. No.
Isn't that the expression behind every great housewife? There's a man who used to suck cock.
No, JJ, you're misremembering two different sayings that don't exist.
So anyways, JJ's like, oh, I can't even go. I could go to the store. And as JJ's saying that, I was literally getting on the subway to go get a mic. And I was like, yeah, apparently it can be. They said it couldn't be done.
People are saying numbers are spiking, man. They're saying stay home.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going away for the whole week.
Yeah, but it's not, sanitized cottage.
Well, I went out. And
how
I was
are you
doing
get
like.
There?
What?
Her.
So why can't she drive you to fucking go get a mic?
She's not fucking a chauffeur. Yeah, that's really attractive to say, hey, I need to get...
I just don't want to hear JJ talking about his mics unless it's a fucking, you know, attached to a dude's body and in his mouth.
Man, I told you.
Dinner chat.
Send me a link to a good mic and I'll buy it.
Yeah, he already did twice. Yeah.
No, I haven't. No. Have not.
What?
I've absolutely... Anyway, what's going on in the juice?
You're saying player? That you're saying you think the numbers are spiking, JJ?
Patrick Danny told me yesterday. Danny told me, he said,
oh, Firowitz? Danny's taking on a whole new persona in COVID.
Yeah, he told me that there's
Fearhauser.
He said Jersey's shutting down, New York's next.
Yeah, I mean, Jersey just did, and fucking, I saw, like, did you see the Comedy Store or whatever?
Danny said
they,
if I was
they're like, we're open, and then they're like, we're closed, and then they're like, now we're open again. I don't even get what's going on.
What, where would they be open? Outdoor shows?
No shows. Just their patio for, like, drinks. And then they were like, we're opening tonight. And then literally that day they go, nope, we're not. Like, because of some emergency order, they're like, we're closing again. And then today,
sort of like a girl's legs again. When Danny's trying to smash. We're open tonight. Just kidding. But thank you for the meal. Thanks for the meal, fat boy.
Go anyways.
And then Danny's like, joke's on you. I ate most of your meal. Yeah. The cycle is complete.
And I used a coupon.
Joke's on you. I used a coupon. Beerhauser. The sky, Daniel, the sky is falling. Polish.
This was a group
on you. Think you pull one over on old Daniel Firowitz, did you?
He actually thinks the sky's falling. Daniel, chicken little dick. I was out today, though, so I was like running all these like just random shit. Like, I had to pick up a bunch of things from different places. And literally being out for like 5 hours, like, you know, going on subways, walking around. I come home, I'm like exhausted. Just things that would be like a normal, like, relaxed day. I come back and I was like, oh, I'm not cut out for, I'm too old for this shit. I just went to the store. I'm like, I'm beat down. I'm so tired right now.
Oh man, dude, can you imagine when the grind starts again, going from show to show? You're not gonna be used to it late at night.
No, you're not. It's gonna be too much. I'm gonna have to get like back into shape again.
Oh yeah.
Me and Daniel also, Firowitz almost also got tuned up last night. With
yeah, we were on. You're like, I was exhausted. You're like, we went to bed at 5.
Really?
I went to bed later than 5. We left his house at 4:45.
Whose place? Yeah.
Justin Silver. We were.
Where's he live? In the city?
Yeah.
He lives in Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Having drinks with the guys we fucked last.
Yeah, it was those two, and then Chloe LeBron.
Oh, right.
Six of us. It was fucking super fun.
Fun crew.
Yeah, dude, it was super fun. But Fear was kept telling everyone to be careful, social distance. Everyone make sure.
I made everybody wear a mask.
No,
made him wear a mask inside. Someone tried to give him a hug. He goes, "Are you out of your mind?"
Did you guys?
I don't hug girls.
Yeah. I have a grandmother.
You know what my new favorite thing's been? Do you know how people say sexuality is a spectrum? Yeah. Saying that on the sexuality spectrum, Danny's a radical leftist.
I don't get it.
You're gay, bud. Well, because on the spectrum, right would be straight and left would be gay, and then they say everyone's in between. And when it comes to fucking that, Daniel's fucking Joseph Stalin. He's the Joseph Stalin on the sexuality spectrum.
He's Mao on the gender spectrum.
Yeah, I'm an anarcho-capitalist when it comes to sexuality spectrum.
I'm the Hans Hermann Hoppe of sexuality.
How good is that? Saying that someone's a leftist and they're like, political beliefs, no sexuality spectrum.
No, sexually speaking. Like, no, he's a militant homosexual.
I was fucking dying.
He literally goes to protests and then lectures straight white men into sex with him.
Like, you don't want to be homophobic, do you?
Take your privilege and spread your cheeks.
Let me get my nose in there. A little bit of extra fucking shit for me to eat. Are you gay? No. I'm just hungry. Anyways, yeah.
I'm just hungry.
what's fucking Lieberman
JJ,
doing
JJ, go get the hairspray thing now if you're fucking around.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Dude. I was trying to take a video of the two dogs humping each other.
I can't wait to see this hairspray, though. It's so fucking funny. Imagine he doesn't. He just looks like Danny all of a sudden.
They just paint.
Dude, they have it for fucking beards and shit.
Would you ever think about getting it for a beard.
How good would that be to put it on your pubes? Just to fucking... You show up with the hugest bush ever. It's like, holy shit. It's like, nah, it's a spray on.
It's enhanced.
The bush is enhanced. Chest hairspray. That would be fucking amazing.
Like, a chick pulls down your pants, she's just like, oh my god. And she's like, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but we got friggin' I thought JJ left because I saw the door behind him. I thought he left one room and then came in the other room. Like, if
JJ, why is that door moving?
The dogs?
Oh.
But yeah, we got pretty turned right up.
Why till five? Like, what were you doing? Were you guys joke jamming?
We were joke jamming. Yeah, we were just basically writing jokes and just punching up like all our like future joke ideas. And...
just sweet riffing and putting hats on hats.
Yeah. What did you get any food or only alcohol?
No, we were promised food in a movie, and then we didn't get a movie. But and we got a few kernels of like llama food chips.
Llama food chips.
You know the ones that are like little puffballs.
Oh, like he eats
giraffe
clean,
food.
Corn puff. He didn't. They weren't even his. Someone else.
When you hear about puffballs, that seems to you like, oh,
I hate that shit. Nut. Ugh, I fucking hate those. Like those.
Those cookies were.
I didn't get any because Daniel Fierowitz got to them first, but he was afraid that he might. Daniel Fierowitz was afraid that he wasn't going to get his fair share of cookies. Yeah,
I saw Ryan eat about 50 of them. Saw Ryan eat about 50 of them in the bathroom.
Yeah, that got you scared.
I told you, he's like,
there's a run on the cookie supply. I have to get my shit now.
I saw Ryan put five just in his pocket.
And you should have seen the look in his eyes when he saw me fucking digging into the cookies. Daniel looked like his fucking firstborn was getting abducted.
So what do you do when you go to these parties? Do you bring anything or is there stuff for you?
We bring hats.
We brought hats, yeah.
That's it?
It was a hat party, yeah. What else did you do?
I'll tell you what Daniel
imagine
brought.
Like we're
Daniel brought an appetite.
Imagine having to explain to JJ what happens at a party.
So you just sit there and drink?
Fiero had sat there and worried, but...
I literally saw an Instagram story. It looks so unfun just to be sitting all on couches, not...
Daniel was showing me an Instagram story.
Laughing uproariously with like three fucking hot chicks who are like fun to actually like speak with as well.
God, and there were three dogs there.
Damn
JJ.
It.
JJ,
there
you
were
like
three
dogs.
Yeah, what's he have? Pit bulls?
He's got
a pit bull. And then
so he trains dogs during the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a master dog trainer.
Daniel was showing us a video of a kid that
yeah, he had a show and he had a book and stuff.
He's like a known dog trainer. Cesar Millan, if you said Justin Silver to Cesar Millan, he would know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was the star of like a TV show on fucking CBS.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
But this is one of the most popular shows in Japan, I think.
Really? What, the Dog Whisperer? He's the Dog Whisperer?
No. Justin Silver's show is not the Dog Whisperer. It's... It was like, man.
That's like basically saying like, oh, he's like a big hockey guy. He's Wayne Gretzky?
Oh, no. So he's like equivalent to like Jerry Seinfeld's Super Happy Power Hour, whatever that was in Japan.
Huh. No, it was the American show, but it was just very popular in Japan.
Really?
Huge in Japan.
That's good for him.
I didn't know that. He's never said that, but I guess that's pretty easy to say I'm big in Japan.
No, yeah, he told me. They wanted him to like move there, or like he was almost gonna like move. I don't know if I thought it was China or something.
Oh, you know what? It could be.
I think it was in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was something. A small Asian island type country. I know Hong Kong's not.
Yeah. But so, anyways, but yeah, he's. I remember him telling me that he was like he was thinking of almost like moving there.
Really? Yeah, I didn't know that. We got turned though.
The dog stuff.
What did you tell him? Told him some reason he should be afraid of doing that? Oh, the temperatures in Japan.
Did the Jews get together and have their own little conversation? Do they do
you
that?
You know, the Japanese were also fascists. You can't take any of these risks.
Is that what happens? Did you guys talk about economy when you guys get together?
Daniel talks about how there's not going to be no economy.
I'm not like a typical Jew, you know. I don't. Jews don't like me.
You don't have money.
I don't have money.
You're stupid.
You're broke. You're broke. You're gay.
Gay. Baseball.
Bald.
Say fag. Cunt.
I'm not one of those typical Jews. I'm bald and broke. Gay.
I got a great beard though.
Daniel's aging into his Jewiness though for sure.
Yeah, you look very Jewy.
Did you notice the gray in the beard though, JJ? Is that what you were saying?
I saw right there, man. Oh, you got to keep it now. You can't fucking change.
I'm not getting Just for Men. Are you crazy? You're,
no, but that's what I'm saying. You've got to keep it.
Your beard.
He's gonna all of a sudden have a vanity streak.
Yeah, as opposed to what?
Is that
what I mean?
I don't know, but like, what do you mean keep it? I don't have a choice. Like, you
those
like,
are
like,
the worst beards when people have like a normal looking beard, but it's like black basically.
Jet black.
They dye
fucking shoe polish in their beard.
It is,
like they
dude.
Dipped it in fucking Kikkoman soy sauce before they left the house.
It's literally the worst beard possible. The like.
Why do people like a shiny beard though? I don't understand that.
I've never heard that.
I've never.
No, heard no. The like with the coconut oil in the beard.
I think it's more like for the hair.
Dude, that whole the coconut oil game is so ridiculous. Paul Thompson loves that. He goes, you know, I always had to put coconut oil. It's like, you just look greasy. It just looks like your hair.
No, I did.
Paul Thompson looks like he's always wet.
Yeah, but that's.
There's an amount of times he's walked in. I go, is it raining? And he's like, no.
Do you put stuff in your hair, Ryan? Your hair kind of seems like that too, though.
Wow.
No, he just doesn't shower for days.
No, I do put some stuff in my hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like the coconut. I have to give it up to Paulie. I like the coconut oil. When I was a hair guy.
Oh, so I'm wrong?
Yeah. Coconut oil is a play, man.
Those guys love the coconut oil.
Oh, love the coconut oil.
That was Monty had the best joke. He goes, you use it for everything. He goes, I used it to get a tan and it made me burnt. And then I used it to heal the burn.
Oh, right. He has the coconut oil business.
Yeah, really? he was the first coconut oil guy. Like before anybody, Monty was like the guy who was like, he's like, yeah, he's like coconut oil. He's like, you got to get on it. And before,
yeah, he was selling it.
It was like 10 years ago, I want to say.
I'm fucking dying. I was telling Danny, but Anthony Engelbrecht's statuses, they're always like, I don't know if you guys know this, but people are just weird sometimes. Like he'd always post that. And it's like, this guy, he's like, he's killed a guy. You know I mean? And he's always getting in fights, so he's always like has this story. He'll like be like, yeah, the line was huge at Target, like, oh, you know, it was getting large, and it's like, you know, these lines, and you're like, I had to fight a guy, and you're like, and you're whoa, did you say you fought a guy? And he's like, yeah, I had to beat someone up in the line because it was so long, that's why lines. And you're like, he tells you the boring part and grazes by the fact that he had gotten a brawl in the middle of the day.
So anyways, I'm wiping this guy's blood off my hands.
Yeah. And I realized I need to do soap.
Guacamole.
Have you guys tried this soap? It's bad soap. It can get the blood stains off my hands. Okay, well, let's back up a little bit. Blood stains. But that's all his status is. He always grazes over like the most insane details.
It's like all weather statuses. He goes, rain 3 days in a row. I know that because I killed a man 3 days ago.
Literally.
Been raining nonstop these last 3 days, ever since I took that man's life.
But I've been hurting today. I tell you, boys, did you hear about the Alex Byron thing? Danny, did he send you that video?
The audio or whatever of the of like in some show in Vancouver or whatever. Or like
oh, they've opened up, right?
Yeah,
they seem to be going.
They like beat strong. The whole thing. They had like no cases almost.
So
like,
wait, what did he? What was the whole show situation?
Some comic did a joke that was like racial joke about black people.
It was basically I asked him. He goes, the joke was.
I know the joke too. I didn't know if I was gonna say.
Can
it
you play the video?
No, I don't think it's a video.
It's just like he goes to Starbucks and he orders a coffee and they're like, how do you want your coffee? And he's like, I like my coffee like I like my slaves. And then. The chick goes black and he goes, no, free. And then anyways, and some woman like fucking lost it on him for that.
Why?
Lost it on.
Because he said the word slave, some black chick. She flipped
she's like, don't talk about. She's like, don't talk about black people.
But it's the audio is 4 minutes of her yelling and screaming, going, are you an N-word? Are you an N-word? Are you a friggin' N-word? Can you say the N-word? Blah, blah, blah.
She said that?
She's flipping out for 6 minutes, and he goes, dude, you don't know me. I'm making jokes, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Was the comic black?
No,
it wasn't a comic. That's what I was actually surprised by, because I was like, is that a comic? He's like, no. I'm like, oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, I thought it was too. And then, but it's literally this audio clip. I hope they release it. It's 5 minutes of her screaming and yelling and telling him. And he's like, get out of my face, this and that. And she's.
Did he say the N-word in the joke?
No, he said slave.
No, he said exactly what I just said. He goes, he's like.
That's honestly kind of a like.
Pro black joke.
It's so pro.
That's what I mean. It's like. The
and people
the
don't listen.
It's like what? That like both Starbucks is racist and that black
dumb,
people
like,
deserve to be emancipated.
You're just not supposed to say the word slaves, I guess. It's kind of
yeah, you can't.
What she thinks or whatever.
By the way, did Joey Diaz see
JJ
your
has to call his male sex slaves his sex employees.
Did Joey Diaz see your
sex
video?
Sex interns.
Mine? I don't know, but it did do really well, so none of those people retweeted or anything, though, so I don't know. You know who fucking I woke up to? Ann Coulter retweeted 5 of my videos in a row.
No.
Yeah.
I think that's all right.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, she's all right. She's not an idiot, though. She's like one of the ones who's like not an idiot.
She's like friends with Sherrod Small, and she always goes on like race wars and stuff.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, and she did the Comedy Central roast where everyone like eviscerated her, and then like every blog was like, "What a dumb, stupid, fucking, ugly bitch," because she has the wrong political opinions. Anyways, you need to be nice to women, you know.
Are you friends with Sherrod?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Who, and what's the other one who we opened for? Who I like?
The other one.
Of Kurt Metzger.
JJ, the other one.
Metzger.
He lives in LA now. He's not on Race Wars anymore.
He doesn't do that anymore?
No, he lives in LA.
I thought he was so good on that, though.
He was. He has his own.
Like me. Like, I have another one coming out.
Oh, what's going on with it? You got a new pod coming up?
Yeah, I can't really divulge it.
I need the details.
Dude, 300,000 plus people have listened to this. I can't just give it away.
The gay cast.
Not Buff Gay Buds Pod.
Gay Duds is so funny.
Buff Gay Duds.
What's going on with the pod? I need to hear it.
Well, it's going to be more in the poker food related sphere.
The poker food.
It's literally
that category, poker food.
when Ali G does the ice cream glove and he goes, here's a circle of how many people eat ice cream, here's the circle of how many people wear gloves. If you times those together, that's how many people would buy an ice cream glove.
Venn diagram,
this is
baby.
How many people eat food. This is how many people like poker. You time those numbers together.
Guy,
historically,
you would...
every person who's played poker has eaten.
Dude, it goes hand in hand. There are a lot of big shots who
it goes
are
hand in hand.
There are big shots who love poker, and those same people love food.
So I got a river cod, and I'm eating some fucking linguine and clams.
I don't like that. I'm not a linguine clam guy.
Oh, we know you're not a clam guy. More like linguine and sassy.
Yeah.
Like now we're talking.
Penne.
Hey, get me a nice hot Italian sausage.
You like a bit of that braille?
I don't mind it.
A couple
I
big
don't mind
meatballs.
It at all.
You're a bit of a homosexual.
So how much of it is going to be poker?
I don't know.
Like, you barely matter.
Oh.
Hey, poker.
Why don't you do
poker? But I don't want to because I'm gay.
Have you ever considered a poker food and dog podcast?
KJ, have you ever considered a podcast called Poke Him? What about that for your podcast?
No, but I'm considering ordering some jerk chicken, boys.
What about this? It's a poker podcast, and it's only you having sex with Jamaicans, and it's called Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon. What do you think of that? And your logo
You're listening to Pokemon.
I like it. I'm down.
It's your boy, Jelly Roman. We got a beef patty.
We got a real angry episode coming
up. There goes your fucking mainstream career with that.
We got a beef patty.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, what we got here is a beef patty.
Oh, new top comic, Ryan Long, SNL. Oh, you got the beef patty? Not anymore.
We got a nude picture of a man. Oh, that's not supposed to be here. Huh?
Your number one body boy coming at you.
Whatever happened to our accents?
Pokemon with your number, man, body boy.
Guy.
Everyone's favorite poker playing body boy.
Shrimp linguine.
From a Jamaican restaurant?
Shrimp linguine from a Jamaican restaurant.
Hey, look what I got here. We got two kings. My favorite hand. Two kings.
And it looks like they're docking.
I forgot,
this is JJ's Pokemon. It's JJ talking about his cards, and he's like, right here we have a bowl of Captain Crunch. I find the Captain Crunch pairs nicely with a 1% milk.
Buddy, I used to have such a great docking bit, then fucking someone else did it. I was watching it a couple days ago.
Sometimes, if you wear close,
yes,
if you
even my beats.
You wait long enough, you see me drinking the milk. Me be going drink the milk up.
That's sweet, sweet
Pokemon. So, what do you think of Pokemon, JJ? Is that better, like, idea that you were working on?
I'm laughing.
What about chips and chicks? And then you just rate different Tostito types.
No, JJ just identifies different chips just like on look alone.
And chips that, and chicks, chips and chicks, different kind of poker chips and chicken.
About his girlfriend.
That's what I mean. It's it's poker chips and you do chips.
Chicken.
JJ, go get the spray on.
So here. He looks at there's like a hot girl there and a chip, and he goes, that right there is a chip, a Tostito, and that right there is gross. That right there is not appealing. And not for me. Not again.
It's like we have a Cool Ranch Dorito and couldn't be less interested.
We have a this right here is a seasoned Tostito from the Balkan region. And what we have right here is something I would never fuck unless you're 700 pounds and I'm paying for it.
With huge ass titties.
Damn, Tego, me be a more about in the titty man.
What if he got a big ass like Jamaican BBW?
You know me, I be a batty boy, but me still kid. Be a titty man. You know, you can be a batty boy and a titty man.
JJ, how can we never have sex face to face? I've always been putting it in my mind.
What are those drums? You know, like the tin drums or whatever?
The steel drums.
The steel drums, yeah. Like, that's his intro. It's like... Yeah, exactly. It's the intro. Steel drums.
Wait. JJ's girlfriend also speaks Jamaican accent. Why always be putting it in me poop shoot?
Yeah.
Me poop shoot. You got
You're
it?
Still doing the accent?
JJ's got the...
By the way, let me ask you a serious question.
I complain more of an in small.
Enough jokes for...
Me barely feel it, you know.
No. I want to ask you guys a serious question. Enough jokes for 30 seconds.
Enough jokes, yeah.
No. Take off 30 seconds. Take off 30 seconds and listen to this, and then you can go into your stupid joke making.
What are we talking about, Buff Gay?
In what... No. In what world do you think I would ever fucking put... that hair stuff on the podcast and be lambasted for the next hour. What you think I'm fucking retarded?
What if it looks awesome and then
it will look awesome, but it's not. It's no way.
Why?
What if it looks fucking dirty and we're like, oh shit, dude.
Do it on your beard, JJ. Do it. Do a beard.
I'm not fucking. Look at this guy eating his chips. It doesn't do anything when you just cover your mouth.
Do a goatee, JJ.
JJ, do you think you could tell what chip it is by the sound of the crunch?
Oh, 100%. There's a way. Danny, please tell me. Help me. There's a way that the tortillas sound because it's the corn.
No, JJ, Danny, by the crunch can tell how much they cost.
Yeah. And Danny's mind, he's like zooming it in and seeing all the crumbs with each like... has a line attached to it with like a fraction of a penny as they get broken up in the mouth.
You can tell the price of a Dorito by the crunch.
Yeah.
By the way, so you were saying that it fucking I didn't understand this. Vancouver completely opened?
For the most part, yeah.
Like, they had the first cases. They're almost a month ahead of us, like 2.5 to 3 weeks ahead of us.
Yeah, wow. My brother was in Victoria. He's like, everything's open.
There's comedy clubs.
I believe.
Yeah, I was talking to Kathleen McGee, and she said she's doing 3 weekends in a row.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think Yuck Yuck's like Vancouver is open. I think so. I know the Calgary one was.
Wow.
Yeah, they're reopened. They just got the...
Pretty outstanding.
I don't know if we talked about this last weekend. I don't think so, but when me and Danny went to this show, and they've like literally... The statues are being guarded by... 20 like 35 cops. It's so fucking funny. Yeah,
what statues?
Every statue of any
statue of
figure.
Sylvester Stallone, statue of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sean King statue.
Did you see they defaced in Austin the Stevie Ray Vaughan statue? They literally like spray painted like black.
More like matter. Stevie Ray Gaughan. My pun like game that. Is really coming up and growing.
Yeah, it's not bad. Got to work on stuff.
Yeah, you got to work on the pun game.
Yeah,
I did the stand.
Is that how you're telling us you're leaving?
I did the stand on when was that? Monday, maybe something.
Oh, they're open too?
No,
they did like one of these like street shows, and I did it with me. Berg, Rich Voss, some other people.
Oh, Voss came down for that?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, yeah.
And it was busy?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty busy, yeah.
With like actual audience members or people
on the
street?
So they have it's...
No, outdoor seating.
Yeah, they have seats on the street.
And the street's fine with it.
Like the figurative street or the literal street?
Stays on the streets, man.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying like the people like
the streets was down with that?
No, but they're like, this is okay.
Basically the city, I think that's like because they're not trying to ruin every business. So they're like, yeah,
right.
Reopen.
That seems all right.
Have the sidewalk and one of the lanes.
Oh, that's pretty good. So where do the cars go?
The parking spots. Well, it's not on one lane street.
You can be out on the street saying faggot and shit like that?
Yeah, we were, yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was pretty aggressive, to be honest.
And
you
nobody's...
just can't misgender someone.
So, but you can do that out of
not
the street.
Not in de Blasio's, New York, you can't.
But so people weren't complaining about that? That's amazing.
Well, it's first off, it's not a residential area, so everybody who was there for the show.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Who's going to complain about it? People who went to a comedy show?
Sure. I'm all about that. I'm all about saying...
About complaining?
No, about doing shows, if I can say. But so what do they do every night now?
No.
I'm all about that. I'm all about what I'm about doing shows.
I'm about doing shows.
So are they doing shows every night or what?
I don't think so. But they just sent the availability, so I think they're going to be doing some more.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. That's great.
Yeah, I guess it's time to move.
Yeah. Perfect time.
Perfect
literally.
Time to move.
Drive to the border.
One thing is, it's you can with not doing stand up. It's like the amount that of extra time you have. Like you get so much fucking done when you.
Oh,
actually,
dude!
It's like it's night and day.
Crushing it, man! Crushing it, nonstop work.
Yeah, you're on the Gary V formula.
Totally. From
you
morning
listen to
t-
Gary V.
No, I'm not into that.
Why not?
Not that. Not that insane.
Gary Vee stinks.
Yeah, I think so too.
Gary Vee. Fuck him.
Well, I don't think Gary Vee's ever done given like a legitimate piece of advice.
No, like, it is very like in a vacuum phrase.
Yeah, you can listen to like 5 hours of Gary Vee and you're like, I'm not sure what exactly he like said. Like if he's like start a company, it's all just like go do it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a vacuum in a vacuum.
You're just, like, what does the cash flow look like? Like, well, how much money do you think I'd need? Honestly, get there. Fucking just crush life.
You just need to post every day.
Yeah.
Go rifle through the trash a bunch. See what you can find. Sell it on eBay and then do it again.
Like, yeah, he did say that for real. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like, I don't want to go through the trash. And you go, yeah, whenever he does. You don't want to be a billionaire then. Sorry, man. He's like, wait, I'm going to be a billionaire from going through the trash? And he goes, yeah. So I made it.
Yeah, he did say that. He's like, if I was you, start a business right now. Start on Amazon. What you do is buy stuff and then sell stuff again. And you're like, it sounds to me like that would be the recipe for a lot of work for a job that would make you 20 grand a year.
Yeah. Tops.
So I don't know. Yeah. What do you think, Danny? Would you recommend
going through the trash? I mean, I can't. Funny enough, actually, my friend growing up.
Imagine that. They go through the trash and find JJ's act and then they have to fucking try to resell that.
The pieces together. But one of my friends growing up, his like grandfather started like came from Poland in like 1920 and like had a cart and was like literally going through the trash getting scrap metal and turning into like a $100 million company.
Dude, that's the fucking copper business game. Dude, some people they're literally like steal copper and it's worth so much money.
No, they weren't stealing anything. They were just finding trash and recycling.
No, but I'm saying now.
Yeah. Is that JJ's version of Gary Vee? He goes, you know what you got to do? He goes, you break into a house, tie up the family, steal all their copper.
I don't know. Like, see, the thing about the comedy, like, there's a couple of the outdoor shows that are popping up in Toronto, but I'm like, man, to do a show once every 2 weeks, I don't know. Like, you know?
I agree with you.
Like,
why don't you do Bankus' show?
He hasn't asked me. He messaged me. He's
Does he know that you donated so much money to him?
No.
Look at you weirdos. Patrick's rummaging around his house. JJ's putting eye drops in.
I got to go to work, goddammit.
I mean, I'm honestly, a grown-ass dude, man. If someone said to me, hey, you want to do a show on a Friday night, if they reached out to me, I would say yes. Like,
that's what I mean, though. It is. I agree. It's, you're just doing it for fun, but there is
point. But I mean, I haven't even, like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what material. I'm not going to, like, I'm sure some of these guys are just going out there and, like, just throwing haymakers. I'm like, man, what fun. Like, yeah, that's your
ass. No, I thought about it, too. It's kind of like if you're an athlete, like, you know, it takes a while to, like, get into playing shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, spring training, bro.
So, yeah, and you won't oh, just come back for one game. You're like, the amount that it's going to, like,
no
take
way.
Me into that condition for one game, it doesn't make sense. Like, the mental headspace, like, get back to, like, writing, get back to – so, yeah, the amount of, like, mental stress and all that stuff that it takes just to get back to get – just to do, you know, one or two spots. Like, it doesn't make sense from an efficiency standpoint.
No, that's exactly – that's the perfect word for it, for, like, efficiency. Like, honestly, in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've really been, like getting excited to get back to it. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it for the one – it's like a letdown almost. You do it.
Was that opening the East Club?
We didn't hear you there, Daniel Fierowitz.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw Joe opening the East.
Isn't he reopening the East Club?
I don't know.
I think so. I don't know. Is that like there's no bars where you can go inside right now in Toronto?
No, nothing.
Just outdoors.
And they just made masks mandatory and everything.
Yeah. So did your girlfriend get you a fruity mask?
No, they made masks mandatory for JJ inside because he was going to a masquerade party or fucking orgy.
I wouldn't mind that.
JJ shows up in the supermarket with like the long nose one and like the eyes wide shut mask.
Have you ever gone to a swingers party, JJ?
Of course, guy, I went to Swingers Resort. We've talked about this.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I think I'm gonna.
You didn't do
I'm
that
gonna...
much swinging though, to be honest.
Man, you know what? For someone who's so like sexually liberated, she's not like that fun with that stuff.
You know what? Or like, that, like, she kept asking people and they kept saying no, and then she came back and she didn't want to hurt your feelings, so she's like, you know what, I'm just not into it.
I said I'd just watch. I told her she could cheat anytime she wants. Just tell me about it.
See, that's the deal. You said you just.
Oh yeah.
Do you think she is?
No.
It would be funny if she was and she's just not telling him.
Oh, what a disappointment. It would be so disappointing. Especially if like she broke up with me and she's like, by the way, I fucked 20 guys. I'm like, oh, please let me just fuck you one last time. Oh, by the way, Justin Silver came in me and it was just oozing out. Oh, come on.
Come on. Give me a going away present here.
You gonna send him that clip?
Probably not.
You can't let him know until after I have a threesome with him and my girl.
Okay.
That's the deal.
You have to come to New York first.
Welcome to the Chi-Chi Man show.
Chi-Chi Man.
What is Chi-Chi Man again? Man. Is Chi-Chi Man gay too?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Ask Vanda. Remember he used to do that bit? Welcome to the Chi-Chi Man.
The butt bandit. Who did...
I posted something on your about the no mask, no condom, and he liked it right away. Did you see that?
What happened?
One of your Instagram videos about masks. I wrote no mask, no condoms, boys, boys, boys. He liked it.
When did you post that?
Let me see, because someone just liked it right now too.
I haven't seen you being active on Instagram in forever.
Who?
You. I never.
I post stories all the time.
Really? I don't see them.
Stories?
Stories?
I don't know. For some, maybe Instagram sometimes only shows you something stories.
Yeah, I love stories.
the Bible.
Okay, let me. Where is it?
Fan.
No, you stay home.
Telling these guys before. I don't know if you guys heard, but have you heard the movie Babel with Brad Pitt?
Babel.
That was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, hands down. I've never seen a worse movie, and it was nominated for 6 Academy Awards. I go. I'm no longer.
That shit's fake, man. Those award things are fake.
I've never seen a word.
It is drivel. What's the word? Drivel or dribble?
Drivel with a V.
Horrendous. It was three separate stories, and they all were supposed to intertwine, but they like barely did.
Oh right, I have seen this movie actually. Yeah,
it is. I was dumbfounded. I could, and Brad Pitt like. So basically, you know, like the first like 20 minutes of the movies, like that are move slow, sometimes are crappy because you have to just build up these characters and you don't care before it gets into the movie. They have three stories and they showed you the boring 20 minutes of each thing back to back to back. So you're like, okay, now I know who the people are. We'll get into it. And then they cut to Japan and they introduce like three more people. And then you're like, all right,
super
fine.
Sure.
Now
and they try and be like all artistic.
They cut to a third story. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how bad it was.
Yeah. And then do they try and tie the stories together like some stupid
shit? Do you want to know how the stories
thing?
Were tied together?
Yeah, yeah.
Is these kids
fucking
shot
garbage.
At a bus. And
oh, God. They did that in the hours about the chick, Marilyn Monroe's son.
Yeah, but the only way that the story was tied together is the girl in Japan, her dad 10 years ago went on a trip and sold the guy the gun. That was it.
Stupid.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah,
that
dumb.
Is the only way they were connected. So they the gun was used. They were like, oh, she's like, I bought it off a Japanese guy. And then they just showed the Japanese guy's story for like 3 hours. It had nothing to do with any of that.
With my ex-dead boyfriend, we went to go see The Hours. And Meryl Streep would be sucking face with another chick. And the son turned out to be gay and now has AIDS. But like had all these different stories. Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It's actually really good. But still gay.
Ryan went on, or JJ went on a gay date to see a. That was gonna say he's gay.
You went on a date with a guy.
I used to fucking bang this little twink.
You and him went to. It seems like a bad first date for two gay guys to see. Like
no, it wasn't the. It wasn't the first date.
I don't know if it puts you in the mood.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a first date.
Is there anything gayer than two gay guys going to watch a Meryl Streep movie?
By the way, I go to my fucking
How could
doctor's.
You jack him off in the theater.
No. I went to my doctor's today because I have that fucking ringing in my ear. It's nonstop fucking ringing.
Hey, doctor, you got a cure for stupid? Still
nope.
No. All right, see you in a month.
He said no cure. He said it's, you just live with
cure
that
for
now.
Ugly. For
you
what?
Forever?
Ear ringing?
He said that's just a thing some people get. It's like a ringing in the ear, and I have it nonstop. I wake up like three times a night just to zzz.
It
Why?
Wakes
what
you
do
up.
You think?
It's so loud?
The only good thing about this is I was writing a bit about it. Pretty good.
What's a bit?
About tinnitus, about the ringing in the ear.
Tell us. Workshop.
Let me guess. Compares the ringing in his ear to nagging from the girlfriend.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. But it did come from her just nagging me all day. Because they say you get it from like.
You think that's where you got it from?
I was on the Friday. She was nonstop nagging me. Get
probably
out of
not
the
from
fucking shower.
Not from you yelling. It's not from you yelling all the time.
You have a ring in your ear from her nagging.
It was fucking. Dude, I'm telling you. They say you get it from loud noises. It literally happened after a day of her just being fucking nonstop.
What has she nagged you about?
Oh, fuck woman me? Shit. Who knows? Man,
give me your dick, JJ.
You know, some guys, I think they'd rather, like, you know, I think, like, sometimes you, when you're getting fucking nagged, HIV is the better answer of the two.
Yeah. Why you get boys, HIV if you're out there getting nagged, what?
Why don't JJ get HIV and then give it to her for all the nagging?
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't cheat on her with a guy, only with a woman.
Oh, we'll get it from a woman then.
No. That is a weird thing. That was the other thing I was writing about the COVID bit, talking about how like everyone hated the fucking gays for years. They're all scared of them, but at least they kept it in house, except with Africa. But like fucking the fucking Chinese dude gave it to everyone, like caused a fucking recession.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's true. I long for the days of gay cancer.
Gay JJ cancer.
JJ
gay cancer.
JJ has HIV hair in his vagina. All right.
Very small.
All right.
Well, Patrick's right. Checked out. He's eating. What are you eating there?
His fucking Toros.
JJ, review Patrick's meal.
It looks like some kind of chicken that was made last night.
Hold
that
up
he's
the meal
today.
Hold
what?
Up the meal and let
it's
JJ.
It's almost done.
What was it?
So, pieces of bread.
Patrick made short work of that.
And then, like, frozen.
He has some frozen food inside of his hat. Tinfoil tray.
That's pretty good.
Like chicken frozen with like in broth with like mushrooms and onions.
Who made it? You made it?
No, my mom made it.
Amazing, amazing. Nothing like a good old home cooked meal.
His mom exactly, made me one too.
It is, and you just heat it up and it's fucking delicious.
No, Ryan, she didn't make you one because you weren't having sex with her because you got a little dick. And she only fucks guys with big dicks. So
like him. Like Patrick.
Well, no, me and Danny put our dicks together and tied an elastic around it and turned it into a medium dick. And she seemed to think that was just quite all right.
She let a goddamn Jew cross the threshold of my house.
We saw her Miss O-Face. That's pretty good. Miss O's Miss O-Face.
It was very, oh, so my headphones are going weird here. Oh, there we go.
That's a weird noise.
There we go. The, because fucking, my buddy was saying, I guess I won't say the name, but he was saying that, like, he had a character and girls used to want to fuck him. And they would think that he was in character, so they would like call him the character name when he was doing it. And it was just like so funny. Girls are so crazy. I love the idea of like me being Mark Diamond. The girls are like, yeah, cancel me. God, fucking cancel me.
I'm canceling you. I'm canceling you.
Oh, you're canceled. Oh, you're canceled.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you're enjoying the episode. Do us a quick favor. Take a screenshot of your phone right now. Go into Instagram. Post it to your story. Tag at @fuckingomicspod, at Danny Jokes, at Ryan Long Comedy. It'll only take 10 seconds. You'll be doing us a huge favor. Now, back to the episode. Enjoy.
Do you see there was a video of Rogan? And
just like jerk off on the radio, like, oh, you're racist. Oh.
You're racist. You fucked a white guy, you're racist.
Like, you tweets from 2014 are problematic. Ah.
But Joe Rogan, there's a video of him where they found every time he said the N-word or something, and it was like 10 or 15 times.
Oh, he's dropped it pretty liberally.
And hard ERs, too.
No, but he's also making a point about the word. He's not doing it like...
He doesn't even do Louis C.K. Louis C.K. He always says it in context, I guess.
I know, no, but I'm just
always
saying.
Always Rogan says it in context.
I know. Obviously, he's not just like, that guy's a friggin' N-word. What would not be the... What would be the not context?
I guess Louis C.K. is like, Louis C.K. straight up just says it. Like, he's not just like saying, oh, someone else said this. He's just like saying it.
He's saying it to be funny.
Yeah. He always does it. That was the whole Patrice in him.
That would be an amazing, actually, like if someone, like someone who doesn't know Louis C.K. quite that well and they get like a gotcha reel of Louis C.K. Like, here's the 80 times Louis C.K. dropped the N-word. And like, yeah, it's on Netflix.
Did you see there's so many people getting canceled right now? It's like a fucking cancel.
Really? From what? Like, where are you getting canceled from?
You name it. Shane Dawson's probably the most interesting
Who's
one.
Who's Shane Dawson?
Okay, so Shane Dawson was like this YouTube guy. Like, the kind of one of the originals, like, hey, YouTube, you know, bad sketch comedy, stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, yes, right? I see him.
And he kind of morphed into being like somewhat of a conspiracy guy in his later years of YouTube and stuff like that. I mean, all these guys that have been doing a video a week for like 15 years go through a lot of phases and stuff, right? But yeah. Then, so basically, I don't know, Patrick, do you know this one? To like correct me if I'm wrong, but the gist of it is like, they're saying he's like a pedophile and then they look back and he was like, he had all these things of like, you know, having like a 10-year-old girl on feeding her like penis cookies and all this like weird shit like that.
And but, he said he, Jaden or Will Smith's daughter or something was caught.
Yeah, when she was like a kid or whatever. So, but I think he was trying to be funny. Like, he was just trying to be funny. There's like some legit. Maybe there's like a legitimate thing where he like they're saying he was with underage girls or something too. But either way, it's been like my timeline has been full of people trying to cancel Shane Dawson.
Did you see that Twitch streamer? The big, like one of the biggest ones, just got disrespected.
Disrespected.
Oh, Dr. Disrespected got canceled.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
What was that?
A big YouTuber got disrespected.
Did you hear that Twitch guy got disrespected?
Disrespected.
What was the whole thing about him? Dr. Disrespect.
What did Dr. Disrespect do? They're canceling everybody out here. They need what was the guy that said, remember the original? I
mean, so many people, there was a big YouTube.
The black guy with the red bandana and stuff. That they something everybody. What were they saying? Auto-tune in the news.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
No, they canceling everybody.
Yeah, but what?
They raping everybody.
They raping everybody.
They clapping in your house.
They clapping.
They raping your kids.
That's what it was.
right. YouTube had a big purge,
right, man.
And yesterday, right? Was it yesterday, Patrick?
Oh my god,
Yeah, like Stefan Molyneux got kicked off.
That's the one.
He got kicked off too.
Yeah.
And Reddit did a big one too, actually.
They got the Donald. They got Chapo Trap Host.
I thought Chapo Trap Host was like leftist. I don't get it.
Yeah, they're going for all of them because they're.
But what's the violation?
Anyone who's going to distract away from Biden. It's 100% election year.
Like, you think so? This is all because
of
that?
But is it
100%.
But is Chapo Trap House is like their Reddit, like subreddit or whatever? Like, is there a lot of people being racist on it? I
don't... No, but they are the Bernie Bros. So they are, according to the centrist retards in the media, they are like militant sexists because they would prefer Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren.
Man, this guy, Dr. Disrespectful, Dr. Disrespectful.
So what do you think happened? Do you think that, like, Reddit got a big bag of money from the Democratic Party? Like, how do you think it shakes down? Why did that happen?
It's just timing. It's literally like, we can't
Who's we? Is the Reddit CEO think this, or is there more to it?
The technocrats, the techocracy, big tech.
I mean, it's pretty cool. You coordinated Reddit and YouTube.
We feel guilty because we feel like we got Trump elected the first time, and they certainly contributed. Their social media platforms got Trump elected. Like, they played a much greater role than people think. It's not like 4chan and shit like that. It was like the meme wars, the Twitter and Facebook meme wars is what. Yeah.
And is the O&A subreddit, like, way smaller than Cumtown? Like, how'd that survive?
Oh, God, no. It was way bigger, but it got
so how did it survive?
It didn't. O&A got canceled years ago.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Still a Reddit.
Yeah, the O&A subreddit got canceled like 2 years ago.
I thought there was an O&A subreddit still.
There's like a bullshit one that's like, our Opie and Anthony appreciation or something like that. And it's literally just like posting old clips and then the occasional shitting on Jim Norton. But
so were you in any of these groups that got taken down?
Oh, tons of them.
Are you not happy?
The only thing I really care about is Molyneux. That's fucked up.
What happened to him? Because
that's one I take personal. They took down his entire YouTube page without a warning.
No.
Yeah, he lost
his YouTube page down.
Exactly, and
he had like over a million subscribers.
Over a million subscribers. Over 1,000 videos. Over 300 million uniques. It's the largest philosophy platform in the world. It's again, like, Stefan Molyneux is like, I understand people don't like him, and like, he's like a dad who does YouTube videos. There's like no real reason to fuck with him other than like, you don't like how influential he might be. Like, the worst shit
I thought he was like really like, there was something he was like, he was like on some things he was pretty right wing, and there was
they don't like the race IQ stuff that he gets.
Yeah, the race IQ.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
that's he interviews people on race and IQ. That's the number one thing.
Right, and that's but he was like defunct a few times on Rogan's podcast. I thought I'm not 100. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I'm saying like
again,
people came.
I'm sure. Exactly, JJ. Though, think about it like that. I'm sure.
I'm asking. No, I'm asking. You know more.
Went on and talked shit about Stefan Molyneux on Joe Rogan, and then someone titled a YouTube video "Stefan Molyneux
defunct." Okay. Oh, debunked. Defunct. By the way,
so who was that was trashing Molyneux?
I think there were a few people because Rogan had on Molyneux.
On
remember
Rogan.
That? And then right
Rubin
after
did it.
Yeah, and right after who? Rogan, David Rubin, had him on. But right after,
David Rubin went on Joe Rogan and shit on him.
And what did he say about him?
Because he does that defooing thing or whatever, where he like makes you leave your family.
Yeah, but that's not the thing they give a shit about. They tried
things I heard an expert.
They tried to cancel Stefan Molyneux maybe 2 years into him doing that, and that was like literally like pre anything. No one had heard of him at that point except for. The 3,000 people kind of thing who had listened to that kind of lecture stuff. And that was hyper overblown. The reason they started distancing himself, like everyone from like Ben Shapiro, David Rubin, like the intellectual dark web, including Joe Rogan, they start disavowing him because he starts interviewing people on race and IQ and starts saying like, hey, don't judge individuals, but this is absolutely the existing science this stuff, and it's being suppressed.
What did he say about his YouTube channel getting taken down? Is he like fucking livid?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's his livelihood destroyed.
He must have been demonetized already, though.
So Danny, he was already demonetized, and that's why he was basically funneling everything else to a different place, but only for pay. Like, still the vast majority of his views were coming through YouTube. He couldn't do like super chats and shit like that anymore, but he used to make like a small fortune doing stuff like that. He was obviously like super popular.
Ever do stuff in Canada? Like, he lives there, right?
He's a Montreal guy, I thought.
He lives in like somewhere that's either like Northern Ontario or Northern Quebec.
But like, he never does like appearances or anything.
He can't. He legally can't, technically.
Why?
He would have to buy a shitload of security, a private security.
And it's dangerous for him?
No, it legally has been deemed dangerous.
He's like because of what he's talking about.
Because he's on like RCMP like threat list, because of like if he does a movement, then these people are going to activate and come out and threaten him and shit like that.
Man, that's so wild. But fucking to have your like millions of subscribers just disappear, that must suck.
And he's literally built a catalog of like, I know, like if you don't like him, it doesn't mean shit, but it's like it's his book. It's like his life's work is all
that. He must have it other places too, though. No,
he's a fucking idiot if he doesn't. But has to back them up.
He's been waiting for this day for a long time. I'm sure
the last election.
This is not. Yeah, like I'm
at
sure
least
he's not. Like,
all right, what's your thoughts on Parler, Patrick? Is it taking off or is it a fucking scam?
It literally depends on one thing and one thing alone, one person, and that's Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump says, I'm not using Twitter anymore and I'm going on Parler, Parler will be a fucking big, serious thing. Otherwise,
if he did do that, it probably would make everyone hate him so much less, because no one would ever read his tweet. The only thing that like that gets everyone so riled up most of the time is his tweets.
What is this Parler?
The news would be doing free advertising for Parler. They would be going after every single one of his tweets.
Well, his son, Trump Jr., is pretty big on Parler.
Yeah.
Do you think that would ever happen where he goes, fuck it, I'm done with Twitter, I'm a Parler guy now?
I wish. It's like pulling the troops out of the Middle East. It's like, that'd be pretty fucking badass. kind of make it impossible for liberals to, like, seriously criticize him if he's just like, no, complete withdrawal from the Middle East. Murdering brown people anymore. It's despicable. Just like, he's a racist, though.
And they all have to jump onto... God, they all have to go on, like, the right-wing Twitter just to fucking get mad. Yeah. Like, they'd have to go join an app just so they could, like, get mad.
They would. People are joining up that that other activist thing.
Gab?
Nope.
No, is Gab even still around?
Gab seems like it was a diet.
I thought they like basically were like they took away their companies that were like hosting them were like, we're not hosting your site anymore.
Oh really? Did they do that?
There was a shooting.
Yeah,
there was like a mass shoot, maybe the Vegas or something. There was one mass shooting.
Not Vegas, and then, but yeah,
or some sort of terrorist.
It was
thing,
one of
then...
the ones that was around when the kid shot up the Mexican people.
Alex Jones posts on Parler like four times a day. That guy is he's parlored up, man.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I think there's some of these guys who might be like partners with the company now.
It does seem like that with Sargon of Akkad and a few of these other guys.
Oh, he's there too. He's there now.
But it seems like they're all kind of like, here's the new thing. And it feels like they're kind of not disclosing the fact that they own it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised about that at all, especially with him, because he is so thoroughly fucking full of shit.
He does.
Is he really that?
He's just always trying to fucking use everything, like everything with him.
He's a grifter.
Yeah, something like
that.
He was
such a dweeb on.
Like even when he like tried to go on, he tried to apply or run for like office or whatever, and it's like so just a political stunt to like get, or just a stunt to get like more viewers and all that sort of stuff. Which whatever, but it's like usually it's like there's an element of that, whereas him it does seem like all the, it's just like, you're gonna get all these people, kind of like get them all to follow you, get them all to support you, get them all to give you money. When you know there's no chance of any of this even happening, you're kind of just stealing from people at that point.
Exactly. That's what he's. That's why he's a grifter. He's almost completely cynical about that. He has no real like philosophy or principle. He's like an ego guy who likes attention and wants to be like famous and
wants
popular.
To sound smart. He likes sounding smart.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, he's not. It's not. He's an elitist. Like he wants to talk down to people and like, literally, if he wasn't had the burden of being a straight white man in this modern age, he would much rather be a leftist.
Right.
He would much rather.
He would be that if he just didn't. He just got kicked out, and this is the
exactly, exactly. It's just like they didn't like him first, so then he had to go somewhere else. But again, like he will be a Nazi the day they're his only option, if that's what it takes. Like. I'm not saying he is. I don't think he genuinely is. I think he's that cynical, though. Yeah. I think he's the guy of, like, if the Nazis were popular. That's, like, I think the problem with most people. It's just, like...
No, that's... You guys have talked about that a lot. That is a problem with most people.
He blows with the wind so much, it's just, like, whatever was popular or in charge kind of thing, he would be happy to be a part of it. He's one of those guys.
Well, that's... I mean, dude, fucking everyone's like that.
Anyways, I've got maybe 30 minutes, but I also have to like shower and get ready.
That's fine. I've got like 20 minutes till my food comes, so we can keep
wrap
this
up in 5 to 10.
Yeah, 10 minutes, 10, 15 like minutes. I'm good.
Yeah. Anything from, can you shut your fucking dog up?
the dude.
Dogs are crying.
Guy, who wouldn't want to hang out with
him? If your dog is licking peanut butter off JJ's balls as we speak.
Yeah.
No, he's crying because JJ didn't get him. He's crying because he didn't get him the chunky this time.
Yeah.
He's used to the peanut butter chunks. He's
guy, fucking... man, who wouldn't want to be ones on my lap? Was it say that fucking salty?
What do you need salty?
Salt and pepper. What's that, Peppa? Peppa Polishuck?
Put some peanut butter on your nuts and shut them up.
By the way, how far do you guys live from each other in New York?
What is Danny going? Danny's always struggling on these things, man. His bad internet connection because he
Your face is frozen
because he won't spend an extra friggin' $2 for the good connection. That's why
I don't.
Sorry, you lost all that money in the fucking market.
He's probably got this hooked up to his phone and he's grifting off his free phone.
I don't know that kind of data. Are you crazy?
Free Wi-Fi, New York City.
You only have to pay.
I don't know what the issue is actually.
You only have to pay a little bit extra.
You know what it is, to be honest with you?
Miami, I had a problem, too.
No. It's probably your processor in your computer if you're using, like, an older laptop.
I have
a
brand-new MacBook Pro.
I don't know.
No, I don't really get what the issue is because it's, like, I go between the 5G and the regular one, and it's still both of them have issues.
5G is the best, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, JJ goes between 5G. It depends on how far you are away from the router, but the router isn't so much.
Oh, I never finished the story how I used to live in bathhouses.
Okay, yeah, let's hear about that. Okay.
Oh, I was just saying I lived in them.
Did you ever see Danny there? Do you think that Danny's always been kind of scared? Like one of those things where he's the guy who killed you, but doesn't like killed your family, but you know, don't really remember until one day, like something clicks and you have that flashback and you just.
I used to have
the beard. I shaved the beard and then you're like,
yeah.
The guy from the bathhouse.
Man, I'm telling you, I used to have this fucking dream.
No, Danny says something. He's like, hey, JJ, turn around. And he just goes, turn around, turn around, turn around. It's you. The bathhouse Jew.
We're walking down the street or whatever, and then like a dump truck just like dumps a bunch of soil. I'm like, that's a real nasty load. And JJ's like, nasty load.
Nasty load.
Nasty load.
It's been you the whole time. You fucking tell anybody, you're fucking dead. You hear? Maybe that's why JJ Danny's trying to add some salt to his beard to keep the disguise going. Huh?
The salt, the pepper.
Listen to this dog, JJ. Stop raping it.
The one dog's trying to fuck the other dog for the last 2 days. It's becoming a problem. Maybe can we get Justin Silver?
We can't hear you, Patrick.
We can't hear you, Patrick.
Yeah.
Hit the I'm stupid button. Also, Merry Christmas. Nice shirt. Nope. Can't hear you now. There's a fucking
This is button. Like this is our it's like the technical difficulties on this podcast. I'm sitting here in a studio, clean as a whistle.
Me too. I've got a fucking brand new hat room.
Danny's friggin'
brand new hat room.
Look at Danny. It's like on an
Danny's,
angle.
Yeah, Danny's streaming this on from an a angle, fucking 1994 mean? Dell Gosh, processor. And then Patrick's on the treadmill.
Ex-producer of the show.
Patrick's on the treadmill right
Patrick's
now.
Gone. Patrick says bye.
JJ's running a fucking zoo currently. We got Jumanji happening in a fucking hat room. Patrick just left. That's the end of that. All right.
Okay. Should we go on the
dogs? Can you honestly not get the dog? Like, there's nowhere you can put the dogs?
Dude, man, these people love me. It's like the fans. The few who like me love me.
I don't. Who? The dogs?
The dogs.
No, the fans.
But they don't want to listen to your dogs cry.
Man, I was telling someone this a couple days ago. I've come to terms with, like, I'm probably not going to be famous. What a waste of fucking skill.
Yeah.
How was Voss, by the way?
Why did you come to that conclusion? Just because you don't do stand-up anymore and you don't
put you started listening to a couple of your old sets. You go, you know what? This is
bad. Man, honestly, I looked at one of my sets from 2017 at Yuck Yucks, our previous employer, Ryan Long. And there was like I edited the clip because I was like, fuck, I could do this. Like, I don't even realize, like, it's been so far.
You don't know where the moves are anymore.
No, it's not where the move. We just haven't been doing it.
Yeah. No.
And man, you know, that's the other thing about outdoor comedy. Not to get that
it's
fucking.
It's not good when you're good.
It's not. It's like not explosive. You don't get that explosiveness.
No, but the Ben one seems pretty fun because it's like everyone's there and it's like an audience that's like kind of hyped up. So that specific.
Oh, is it?
Like fun, yeah.
Kind of. I don't know.
Dirty North vibe almost.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Remember that where he's just fucking. Every once a month, just like fucking the sold out show, just fucking every night, every Friday, Saturday at the corner, just 2-3 shows banging out. Yep.
Are you gonna have that
different
show
when
stuff comes back?
I mean, I'm honestly gonna try and make the move. I'm being dead serious right now. I've got to. I can't. I'm like 40 years old. I have no money. I gotta do something, dude.
Yeah, best thing to do is move to a new country.
JJ's taken 3 months and he hasn't been able to buy a microphone for his podcast.
I know.
I don't think he's gonna move to a different country.
Yeah, 3.5 months.
No,
and
we're
still don't have a mic.
He's gonna get a house in a different country. Yeah.
Man, all seriousness, I'm
dude,
really
you're gonna pack up all those hats.
No, I'm
it's
all.
Take you
I'm
a year.
I'm very optimistic about continuing to shoot. You know, it's like Ryan, man. I'm not even being stupid right now. You're finally getting validation for the years and years of the work. You can only get to where you're at for all the years you put in before.
It does feel like up here, you're like, now people actually are, you're not fucking training with ankle weights anymore. You're like,
no, but, and that's what I have to do. I have to continue. I have to keep on making these shows. I love doing it. We're only going to get better with it. Whether
Wait,
I keep on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was good.
No, I'm just like.
No, I was gonna say, did you release all the episodes of Buffet Buds?
We did six, and we released six, and I have six more. We're gonna shoot from now, from July. Our first one is July 15th, and we're gonna shoot them by the end of August, and then redo it again, man.
Can you guys? I watched it. Can you guys get a weed sponsor for that? Do you guys have like a
no weed? So
are you removing the weed out of it?
Did you ever see the weed company that
would you take it
way us?
Weird and make it wine?
No, they can't do it. They can't. They fucking wine buds.
Like you and him both drink like a glass of wine and then you eat your buffet.
Buffet Chardonnays? No, we're not doing buffets. But we're doing something actually pretty cool. More
sharding and gays.
Sharding and gays. No, but it's like I think people don't realize that. I think people don't realize the amount of work. Like all the people are like, where did this guy come from? You're like, I've been making videos for 14 fucking years.
No, they have no clue.
No, but people don't know, man. People don't get it. I literally tell people, it's like that guy Joe Ingram. He's like, I love Ryan Long, but you had to fucking dredge through the fucking mud.
The funniest thing though with that is like there's so many just like fucking boomers who like literally they go sit in their like driver's seat in their car, hit record, yell for a minute, and then they have like 10 million views.
That is true.
So many guys, they just
that
they
one angry dude there, who rants.
There's 50 people like that who seriously all they do is they press record in their car and just yell, and then
well,
like,
how long
stuff that everyone already thinks too. You know,
yeah,
what I mean?
They're like
these slow walkers, like shit that fucking like, you've heard a trillion times.
I know, and they're like, and you look at the view count, and you're like, and everybody's like, this guy's brilliant, and you're like,
well, that's
dude,
like
I was
the.
Just,
I was just talking about Rowley.
About what? So,
but Rally, I posted one of his everyone's retarded cousin, Rick Rally. That's one of the titles. And then I wrote for the other one, the not ravishing Rick Rally. Dude, I'm on point with these titles. But
let's hope you can finish more than 5% of them.
But someone like him, he's got such a cool character. He doesn't need years of, you know, he could just go viral and that's it.
Yeah. Mm. Plus, he's trying to be just in the hockey world, and it's like,
oh, he's brilliant.
Dude, all the hockey people love him. Like all like
do
the
they really good for him?
Like the Spit and Chicklets and like fucking Barstool and all that stuff. Like they actually really like him. Like,
but what were you gonna say, Ryan? You were about to make a good point.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Not good podcast as always. Okay, my battery's running low.
Yeah. Can't remember. Battery on the dildos running low?
No, but I think that is something, man.
I know what I was going to say, because I was talking about with this Matt Sancom. And yes. It's just like, in America, there is just so much more fucking money, like, to be made. It really is, like, still a little bit like the Wild West, where you really can just be a shark and fucking make deals, meet the right people, and make $1 million. Like, you still really can do that.
He posted some good stuff lately too. I saw on your Facebook you shared it.
Yeah, he's a man.
Yeah, he I like him. He's a poker guy.
He is a poker guy.
Yeah, maybe me and him got to get connected and talk poker. Okay. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
All right, boys.
Let's wrap it up, boys.
Bye, everybody.
Keep well.
Thanks.
Later.
All right. Peace. Bye.